been told you've had some pieces about the afflictions.
Yeah, I've heard from my uncle about the vaccines, and about my mother would tell me about the vaccines as well, about the times that were at that time, and about the landlords and what they did and all that. And we weren't in that area. Colonel Humphrey was the landlord with us around here, that's why we weren't evicted. Probably if we'd have been Derivé, would have been gone as well, you know. But that's the difference, there are two different estates. The Derivé estate and this estate here was two different landlords who owned them, you know.
And John George O'Dear was the one.
He was the one that owned the Derivé estate right up almost into Loughborough, up onto Duhery. From Garton, around by the Garton Lake, around there.
And how many families in all did he evict?
46 families. Probably average of 10 people per family, you know. Yeah. And the funny part about it, nobody ever came back to live there again. That from 1861, it remained unoccupied since, you know, even to this present day, there's nobody ever lived there, apart from people owning the land. And the Land Commission, probably way back in the 1920s, they divided the land, and people that had relatives evicted got land in Derivé, and they would still own that land there yet, you know. But mostly the Sweeney people were evicted in different names, you know. It's amazing how many different names were there at that time.
O'Doherty's
were there as well, probably. And Wards, there was Wards, you know.
Yeah.
But them names all died out, then the people going and all that. But there's some Sweeneys even in Glendone yet, you know. There's a few Sweeneys, but they would be descendants of the ones that would be evicted, you know.
Yeah. And did they then go out to Australia, John?
Well, the older ones went. The older ones went into the workhouse, the people that couldn't work or travel. The younger ones all went to Australia. They got assisted passage or something like that. I think it's a £5 note, you could go to Australia then, you know.
Yeah, so their descendants come back still.
They come back still inquiring about their ancestors and about all that, you know, yeah. So that was the story of Derivé.